Neocon Never Trumper Bill Kristol Embraces Transgenderism. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 5, 2025. Neocon Bill Kristol is urging his Never Trump allies to stand with trans, describing President Donald Trump's criticism of transgender ideology as unjust and dangerous. In a post on X, Kristol, who left the Republican Party over the embrace of President Donald Trump, shared a link to an article written by Mark Solomon, a partner at Civitas Public Affairs Group. Solomon writes about supporting transgender Americans and calls for people to stand with trans Americans. Stand with trans Americans, Kristol wrote in his post on X. You don't have to understand everything about the transgender experience to know that Trump's acts of humiliation and dehumanization are unjust and dangerous. In Solomon's article, he argues that the Trump administration has dehumanized transgender people and has denied their existence through actions such as protecting women's sports and removing transgender ideology from the United States military. Solomon adds that it is deeply harmful to them. Donald Trump and his administration's dehumanization of transgender people, literally denying their existence, is deeply harmful to a small group of Americans who face discrimination already. As someone who helped lead the fight to win marriage for same-sex couples, I'm familiar with the playbook of sowing fear, though I have never seen it carried out as viciously as the Trump administration is now doing. The question for all of us is whether we go along with the tour. Instead, question it, listen to the stories of transgender people and their families, and see if we can connect, empathize, welcome, and push back. Solomon also shares a link to a poem written by Pastor Martin Niemöller, a German theologian. Solomon compares opponents of transgenderism to Nazis, writing, "Think of these attacks against trans people as tests for how much authoritarians can get away with. If we don't speak out now and show Trump and his supporters that Americans disapprove, it will only make it easier for this administration to come after other marginalized groups," Solomon adds. Solomon continues on to accuse Trump of trying to trick the public into thinking that his administration is trying to protect girls or children, adding that Trump is merely following the well-worn blueprint of scapegoating a small minority of misunderstood people. Since taking office in January, Trump has signed an executive order titled, "Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports." The executive order states that it is the policy of the United States to rescind all funds from educational programs that deprive women and girls of fair athletic opportunities, which results in the endangerment, humiliation, and silencing of women and girls and deprives them of privacy. It shall also be the policy of the United States to oppose male competitive participation in women's sports more broadly, as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth, the executive order adds. Trump has also signed an executive order titled, "Prioritizing Military Excellence and Readiness." The executive order states that, consistent with the military mission and long-standing DoD policy, expressing a false gender identity divergent from an individual's sex cannot satisfy the rigorous standards necessary for military service. Beyond the hormonal and surgical medical interventions involved, adoption of a gender identity inconsistent with an individual's sex conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life, the executive order adds. A man's assertion that he is a woman, and his requirement that others honor this falsehood, is not consistent with the humility and selflessness required of a service member. Kristol's support for Solomon's article and transgenderism comes as he has previously suggested that white, working-class Americans be replaced by migrants, and has labeled white, working-class Americans as decadent, lazy, and spoiled, according to the Daily Caller. Look, to be totally honest, if things are so bad as you say with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in? Kristol said in 2017.